B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire studios. Bill Barnwell at ESPN has a story up that projects the future Hall of Famers for all 32 NFL teams. It starts on the premise of, you know, is J.J. Watt a Hall of Famer? Is Patrick Mahomes a Hall of Famer?
Right.
He splits it into four groups. Locks, who have 100% chance of making it. Players who are likely to get in, who are between 70 and 99% chance. Below them are the players who are in the running, who have a chance of between 40 and 70%, and then players who have work to do, who would fall between 10% and 39%. Okay. Make sense?
Yeah.
Want to hear who they've got for the New England Patriots?
Absolutely.
All right, well, who would you have?
Edelman.
As what?
That second-tier guy. Second-tier. Because when you look at Julian's statistics, you know, over the course of his career, I mean, it's up there. And then the postseason was what really elevates him. The amount of postseason games to where it's like him and Jerry Rice there, right there neck and neck.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you and all the Patriots fans, but he's not getting in.
I know that. But I'm saying I'd put him knocking on that second tier right there.
Here is what they have. In the running, they have players who are in the running. They do not have any locks.
Okay.
They've got two guys in the second category. Excuse me, this is actually the third category in the running. There's locks likely and in the running and then that work to do. In the third tier are Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. Bill Barnwell writes, Newton has an MVP award, which goes a long way toward pushing any player into the Hall of Fame. The former Panthers quarterback has two other Pro Bowl nods besides that 2015 season, so three in all.
Rich Gannon, a Hall of Famer?
Although he hasn't received a nomination since, he needs to have a second act and have another selling point, either winning a Super Bowl, competing for another MVP award, or making it to a handful of Pro Bowls to have a viable path to a gold jacket.
Yeah, he's got work to do. A lot of work there. Yeah.
He writes, Stephon Gilmore
Will
was not on track to becoming a Hall of Famer before he joined the Patriots, having made just one Pro Bowl across his first five seasons. But he has made back-to-back first-team All-Pro teams and then won Defensive Player of the Year last season.
He's in a major upswing. As far as his career arc.
He says he also came up with an interception while winning his first Super Bowl, which helps his case. He turns 30 in September. Gilmore probably needs at least two more seasons in which he has a credible case as the best cornerback in football. Or he needs a really long peak.
Yeah.
So he needs to play at this high level for another 5 years.
Like that Champ Bailey peak.
He needs a couple more years of being the best guy in the sport.
Right.
Where he can say over the course of about a 4 or 5 year period, he was one of the best. If not the best.
Okay.
He's not there yet. Then there is the fourth tier category of guys who have work to do, and there are three players named. Julian Edelman, Dante Hightower, and Devin McCourty.
Yep.
He says these three Pats legends are more likely to land in the Hall of Very Good.
The red jacket.
Guys. Hightower has made huge plays in Super Bowls, stuffing Marshawn Lynch at the goal line, strip-sacking Matt Ryan, but he's rarely gotten the regular season attention he deserves. Hightower and McCourty have made only two Pro Bowls each, and while they'll get a bump for their rings, it's tough to imagine them getting in when guys like Richard Seymour, Teddy Bruschi, and Mike Vrabel didn't make it from the first era of Pat's Super Bowl winners. I would argue that Richard Seymour still has a shot.
He should. Like, there's no chance for him to do more work. It's about, you know, who you're up against.
Vote totals increasing.
Yeah.
He says, Edelman's case rests entirely on playoff in Super Bowl production.
Yep. And he may not see that much more anymore.
Pro Football Reference's Hall of Fame monitor ranks Edelman 110th among wide receivers. And that gives him credit for winning Super Bowls.
That's disrespectful. Yeah. 110th with wide receivers. Yeah. He should be higher.
Edelman has never made a Pro Bowl, but the only player with more receiving yards in the playoffs is Jerry Rice. Edelman's career as a starter didn't begin until he was 27. So while his case is built on postseason performance, I still don't think he has the regular season production needed to supplement a case.
Yeah, but it seems like he's always there at money time. And he does get nicked and dinged, and, you know, he'll have some down downtrends throughout the course of a year until he gets healthy again. But when he's healthy, he's, you know, he's your stick mover. He's the heart of the offense. He really is. No surprise that McCourty and Hightower are there. You know, typical Patriot-type captains that multiple ring winners, three each, and still playing at extremely high level. Hightower had a good year last year.
But you don't get in for postseason performance. It can enhance an already Hall of Fame-worthy resume.
Yeah.
But that is not going to be enough to get somebody into the Hall of Fame.
Right, Jim Kelly got in.
Do you know
Dan Marino's in.
Do you know what you get for that? You get the three rings. You get rings. You get an NFL the Super Bowl MVP award.
Right.
That's what you get. You've got to build it on individual performance. And then if you've got some of these extra things, it puts you over the top.
Yeah.
But he's not going to get in.
See, like Kurt Warner, MVP, you know, the 1 year, the greatest show on turf. Win a Super Bowl, you lost to the Patriots, but then go to the Giants. You know, we just talked to him recently. You end up in Arizona, you take that team, that organization, to another Super Bowl. You lose that one, but you played good in that game. Played well in that game, except for the pick right before the half. Guy's a Hall of Famer. He got in on that. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
I think he's going to get in, is what I think.
I would prepare yourself to get in, for him to get in, yes. Yeah. Two big wins, but again,
I would say he's going to get it. I would also say it's different by position,
right?
As a quarterback,
it's viewed differently.
It's
quarterback
viewed
in
differently
New York City
than it is other positions.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who some of the guys are? If you want to talk about Pro Football Monitor,
yeah,
right. So they give you a grade on this ranking, which is the Hall of Fame Monitor score indicates a player's chance of election to the Pro Football Hall of Fame for careers that began after 1955. 100 is the average Hall of Famer at a player's position. In fact, for a wide receiver, the score is 106 is the average score. Do you want to know the things that factor into the score?
Yeah.
Number of championships, number of Super Bowl rings is a factor in the score. First team All-Pro selections, Pro Bowl selections, number of years as a starter, games started, receptions, yards, and touchdowns.
Okay, see, Belichick's big on games started, and longevity.
As
that
is this.
That should
as
be a big
the
shot.
Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Based on previous voting, Julian Edelman's score is 35.35. You need to be up around 106.
That's
what?
That's pretty damn low to get him to that number.
That's a long way to go.
It's been playing for a long time.
Based on the things that they grade out receivers on.
Yeah, other than the knee injury year, I mean, pretty much is there every year, every game. Whether hurt or banged up. Yep. Broken foot that 1 year. Yeah.
For example, Julio Jones has a number of 93.36.
I'm sure he does. Yep. I'm sure Matt Ryan's up there too. Yep.
Well, I'm just going based on the receiver list right now. Yes. Those are the guys. Torrey Holt, who is not in the Hall of Fame, has a number of 104.27.
Cool. What about a guy like Drew Pearson, who thought he was getting in this year, was really pissed off he didn't get in. You know, won a couple championships with the Cowboys back when, you know, football changed.
And again, Torrey Holt was a 7-time Pro Bowl selection and has the 10th most receiving yards in the history of the game. I mean, regular Pro Bowler, huge statistics, won a Super Bowl, did he not?
Yeah.
So he's got Super Bowl on his resume.
Think about that. Him, Oz Akeem, Isaac Bruce, and Ricky Prohl on that team with Marshall Faulk.
Who are you asking about? You want to know someone's score?
Drew Pearson.
I can tell you who it is.
Yeah, former Dallas Cowboy receiver. Played with Staubach all those
years. Drew Pearson's number is 84.59. Just ahead of Calvin Johnson, who's got 83.77.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I think Calvin Johnson maybe quit too soon to get in the Hall of Fame.
Hardy, Calvin Johnson, quit too soon. Does that hurt him?
Yeah.
I think retirement is going to hurt his case.
It's almost like you walked away from the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what he's capable of. You saw
that penalty.
You saw the talent. You saw what he could do, but he just didn't. He didn't do it long enough. And because of where he played, he doesn't have the record. He doesn't have the
heart. Wasn't in it.
He doesn't. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, like all these people, it's like, well, you know, what did they do at the highest level? And Calvin Johnson, it's pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Because he played for the Lions.
The lowest rated guy to get into the Hall of Fame, you know, number wise, is Tommy McDonald.
Tommy!
Who played for Philly back in the 50s.
My friend Tom.
The first name you're going to recognize on here as the lowest rated with a 57.11 is Bob Hayes. Bullet Bob.
Bob.
That's the lowest ranked guy who played, again, you're talking about the 60s and 70s there. I'm looking for the most recent guy that's got a Andre Reed, 82.46. Andre Reed's in the Hall of Fame. Real modern guy. Guy who's played in either the
freaking
80s or 90s.
Take a
or
slant
later.
Route, go 80 yards with it every time he touched it.
That Andre Reed.
Pick play.
Lowest rated modern receiver.
I can tell me how game. How many times we were in games with the Bills where we got him, and then they would hit one of those freaking screens or slants, and next thing you know, he or Thurman were gone.
But I think that when you're looking at this Patriots roster, there's no Hall of Fame locks on the roster right now.
I realize that they're gone.
Not there. That's something that has changed since last season.
What's the new? Come on.
Hall of Famer? Yeah. No, sure. Yeah, put him in.
He's off the pup at least.
617-779-0985, the phone number if you have any reaction to that. Cam Newton and what? Nothing. What are you hanging about over there? Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore, the two most likely Hall of Famers on the Patriots roster, and they still have some work to do. We'll talk about that, about the Patriots, and also about Lou Williams this hour. Zoe's fired up about. Why don't we get to this next?
Yeah.
Lou Williams.
We'll do our dumbass segment. Yes.
Fired
yes.
Zoe up this morning. We're going to see if he can bring this that same jack passion wagon. Hours later
did
right
you,
now.
Did you blow your load on that one in the back room, too?
Wow.
What?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Billy?
Lou Williams, we talked about him a couple of weeks ago. He left the NBA's bubble in Orlando, needed to tend to a family issue that turned out to be a funeral wake services. And then he stopped in Magic City in Atlanta, where he is said to have gotten the wings, which look incredible, by the way.
I don't care.
That has certainly been something that has been brought to everyone's attention. That in Atlanta, you go
they're
to
that
a
much,
club
but they're
to get
that
great
much
food.
Better down there in South. So wings down there, down south in Atlanta, that much more better. That much more better at a strip joint.
So the story was there were no performers there, but according to the LA Times, a Magic City dancer allegedly performed for Williams during his recent visit.
But he goes so much. I mean, you know, somewhere it's not really that late. It's like 5:30 to 6 usually when he goes. Right around dinner time. I think, you know, kids, what are you going to do for dinner? Let's go to Magic City. This guy might be one of the most goddamn dumbest. You want me to go nuts? Okay. We've been talking about pandemic and bubbles for how long now? Jason Williams talked about two cruise ships. Whoa, we can't do that. We're not ever going to do that. So we're going to take you and we're going to put you, immerse you into Orlando. Where once you're there, you're not going to have family there. Your coaches aren't going to have family there. The coaches and their assistants aren't going to have family there. You won't see people for 3 months. When would you ever think it would be okay just to, I don't know, swing by Magic City? I mean, it is magical. You are at the Magic Kingdom already. So maybe that's part of it. So now, I guess he knows
that he screwed up?
Well, I just want to let you know the full story here, and that is that the dancer, the performer, excuse me.
What's her name, Cheyenne?
The performer told the LA
Times. Hardy, what do you think your name is, Coco?
That he tipped very well. She then took to Instagram to apologize after speaking to the reporter, saying, I never have bad intentions. I never purposely try to cause conflict. I really love my job, and I spoke to that reporter with the intention of bringing positivity to my job and the Lou Williams situation. I feel really bad that things escalated the way it did, and I'm sorry to at Lou Will, and he's on his Instagram handle there.
I had to go out of your way to add him, didn't you, just to draw attention to it.
He's truly a great person.
Right.
I think of that, too. Most guys that roll in there around 5:36, really good people. Really good.
So Lou Williams had this to say.
Last time you walked in a strip club, Beetle? How many really good people you think you see in there when you walk in?
Like, that depends on where you are.
That guy looks like a great guy.
Like if you're in Vegas or New Orleans or something like
dirty,
that.
It's seedy. It's nasty.
It's sort of part of a party culture there.
That someone's got their hat pulled over their head because they don't want to be seen.
If you're in there, does that make you a bad guy?
Yeah, it would make me a bad guy. Okay. I would consider me walking in there to eat, to go there out of my way, I would consider myself a really bad guy.
Well, it's the neighbor's
and I would be embarrassed if my family found out.
It's the wings.
Don't wing my ass.
Spicy wings.
What's the name of that chicken place?
Okay, can we get to Lou Williams and what he had to say?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Just before we play the sound, don't get distracted by the background. I don't know where he was. It sounds like he's in an auditorium or something. A lot of background noise.
Don't tell me to don't get distracted because you know I'm going to get distracted.
I'll play the first few seconds. You'll see what I mean.
In hindsight, I think as far as a public safety issue goes, I probably could have made a better quality decision.
Okay,
I was a little naive in that aspect. I went somewhere after a viewing of somebody I considered a mentor, somebody that I looked up to, first black man that I've seen with legal money in my life. And the funeral home was a couple blocks away from one of my favorite restaurants. It's been documented how much I talk about this place, how much I eat there. And
I think this puts such a better polish on the situation.
It's a nice story.
You know, I go to a wake of someone I really cared about.
Right.
I thought, you know, when we went back to Pittsburgh in March, you know what? There's this nice place down Monongahela City right there. You know, hey, Dad's good now. Let's go hit the strip joint, man.
Right.
That's
what he was a real
mentor. He was a real mentor in my life, too.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant.
But you know how often I talked about it.
A lot of good eating there.
It's well documented.
We have an email here from Carl who says that, and I tried to verify this, but the Magic City website is blocked on our servers here.
Oh, it is?
But it's such a good place with good people.
He went to the Magic City online menu, and there's an item on the wings menu that says Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Style Wings.
We know that. Yep.
So, they have the wings named after him. He goes in there a lot.
Yeah, we did cover
it. It's all documented. We did this 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay. So,
2 weeks
ago. Sorry. He's obviously going in there a lot. The fact that he was at the wake for a mentor shouldn't dissuade him from doing what he would normally do, and that's just, you know, going to the Jiggly Room for some food.
Don't you love how he's mixing in the wake and the viewing? It has nothing to do with the story.
I was
like, no one took any issue with you leaving to go to a wake.
No problem,
someone
you going to
very
wake. It's
to you in your life.
It's you getting your ass back to your hotel quarantine. Yeah.
It sounds like he's begging for a little slack because he had gone to a wake before he then went to the strip joint.
I stood in line for 2 hours.
Oh, wait, what does that have to do with? Wait, what does that?
I pay around with my respects.
And nobody was criticizing you for going to the wake.
Do you think he signed the book, the visitation book, or do you think he got one of those little cards on the way out? Probably both. You got to sign a book when you go in, right?
Let's hear more from Lou Williams.
Somebody I considered a mentor, somebody that I looked up to, first black man that I've seen with legal money in my life. And the funeral home was a couple blocks away from one of my favorite restaurants. It's been documented how much I talk about this place, how much I eat there. And so I just did something that was routine for me. I frequent that place at that time of day, 5:36 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time, I thought I was making a responsible decision. After looking back on it, you know, with everything going on in the world and the pandemic, maybe it wasn't the best quality decision. Oh. So, you know, I chalk it up as that, take my L and keep moving.
Take the L, keep moving.
What better place to celebrate a man who made the first legal money you've
legal
ever
money.
Seen in his life by going to an establishment that is known for so many nefarious activities and illegal money-making ventures than a place like that? I don't know specifically. I just, you know, we've been into these places before. Generally, some other things going on in there where
Oh, well, I digress.
An entrepreneur can make an extra dollar that may not be totally legal.
Oh, I think Shake Shack.
Thought he was being responsible.
Applebee's a good spot. You know, wings. Even Hooters. I'd give him a break on Hooters, man. They do got good wings, you know?
I just like it was regular times, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Well,
that's a sweet spot. Beetle, like it's clockwork.
It's really not the
what time's dinner, Beetle?
Starting to get the little pangs in my stomach. I got hunger pangs. Time to go to Magic City, get some wings.
If you wanted to see, you know, like the best version of any show, let's say you wanted to go to one of your precious Hootie and the Blowfish concerts.
Right. Oh, I love that.
Do you think you would get the best version of them at noon on a Tuesday?
No.
Or do you want to go like
7:30,
or you know 8-9 o'clock on a Saturday night?
9 p.m. on a Saturday.
Right. Saturday outside,
crowd is better. It's just a better looking, better feeling.
Yes, outside venue, 80-degree night, sunset, nice, perfect night. Yes.
Right.
With a little love, yeah. Now it's on.
It's just
the fact he chalks this up is such commonplace. Like, hey, don't get mad at me, man. This is my routine, man. Oh. Yeah, I mean it's documented. Check it out. You know, pay my respects. Like, oh, we'll let you slide more since you did go to a viewing prior to going there. That makes it all more normal. No, it makes it stranger.
If you come out of one of those places and it's daylight, wow, that was a long, crazy
How quick
night.
Do you go in your car?
If
right.
you go into you a place and it's daylight, that's time to maybe examine your overall life decisions. But he did. He took the L. He's going to move on.
Well, I mean, he was naive, he said.
Bad quality choice.
Just realize we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's kind of a big thing right now. Because, like, the NBA just stopped for, what, 5 months? You didn't ball for 5 months. And you became naive, and you just really, really weren't aware of it. You know? We don't have to worry about him again. He learned his lesson. Oh, yeah.
617-779-0985. That's the update from Lou Williams today. More on boxing coming up at 12:50. And Hardy brought a weird snack today. Do you have that?
Popcorn and a pear.
Oh, yeah. I have the snack. No, my lunch was a half a peanut butter sandwich and a pear.
You told me popcorn and a pear.
Can you show? No, I had a half a peanut butter.
Hardy's going to get to telling us what it is he bought yesterday at Target.
That was such an odd timing of that tweet and everything that came across. And we'll explain it all. We're going to do that Derek. Next. We do that at 12:50.
We'll do it next. We need Derek to give us a call. Derek in Foxborough.
Did he die?
God, I hope not.
We'll get to it next.
Just the belly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I agree with you on the crunch berries. But see, I don't go with the regular crunch berries. I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
Oh.
That's so much better. Those yellow bits are disgusting.
So you will take the berries out of the cereal.
Yeah, I led you on. Wish I could speak my feelings without running to a song. Yeah, you told me about your mom. That ate me up. I could tell you needed shoulders. Still didn't give a f***. I can never get enough of f***ing on people and just regretting and barely giving respect when I want respect. Just expecting it. I'm worried about my future. I'm burning bridges, affecting it. The people who show me love, I always end up neglecting. You thinking you made me do it. Thinking you can't get through it. I know you peeping my pages. I know you peeping my music. I know you listening now. Find it interesting now. If I was you, I'd probably feel sicker now because I left without even
saying. This is Derek in Foxborough who loves the Crunch Berries.
I thought it was Eminem.
You read from GuiltyEats.com. Smart Food and Captain Crunch give us Crunch Berries popcorn.
What?
Yes.
Forgive me, a natural habit. And to Derek's credit, the first thing you noticed about this, it's really not Crunch Berries popcorn mix. It's Crunch Berries Just the Berries popcorn mix.
Correct.
There's none of, as he describes them, disgusting yellow bits, which I do not mind. I mean, that is the... That is the crunching.
No. The yellow stuff cuts the roof of your mouth.
You know, I have heard that nonsense for years.
It does,
and that's what it is. It's nonsense.
Hey, bull crap! It did it to me. Like eating glass.
You need to toughen up the roof of your mouth.
Did you go buy some of this stuff?
So yesterday I got home, and we were at Target, and
that's a good time.
And I. I know you go all the time.
Every day.
You're constantly in Target, just walking looking for stuff.
Schools.
Well, we needed,
going back to school now. I got to get all school supplies.
We needed two things, and we picked them up. And as I'm walking out, I saw on display Smart Food Cap'n Crunch.
Crunch Berries.
Popcorn
just
mix.
Just the berries.
And I grabbed it, and my daughter said, "You are such a child." And I said, "Shut up.
Shut up, kid."
Limited time, beginning 2 days ago. It hit the shelves on August 3rd.
That's right. I picked up a bag. Yeah. And got home, and then I was checking my phone, and I saw, like, oh, we're going to get a review from Derek and Foxborough. I'm like, Derek and Foxborough, I already had some. I opened it in the car on the way home. Already tried it, so.
Okay, so first item. It's not regular Smart Food, is it?
Well, it's popcorn. What do you want?
Right, but it's not the...
It's not the white cheddar,
right?
If that's what you mean.
Jesus Christ, this is good.
Right?
I wasn't even aware that Smart
Food
made regular popcorn. I thought it was only the white cheddar kind.
Well, I don't know what to do, but it's pretty good.
This is analysis you can only get right here. That's all you would say.
So the samples that I provided you guys, obviously I didn't want to touch any of it, so I opened up the bag and I dumped it into the bags. The problem is, I will say, is that the berries settle to the bottom of the bag. So you guys got what I feel is a pretty berry-light mixture.
This is a strangely excellent item.
Right?
It's weird.
It's weird how good it is. I told you, my mother-in-law... told me about candy corn inside of popcorn. I know you guys don't believe in mixing.
That involves eating candy corn.
I hate candy corn.
I love it.
Why don't you have some wax pellets with your popcorn?
A couple of pieces of candy corn I can do. Large quantity candy corn, no dough. No go.
This has become less a food review and more of, we're going to eat stuff and say, wow, it's really good.
No, it's really good.
Well, if it sucked, we would tell you, but it doesn't suck at all. It's amazing.
I'm surprised.
I think it could afford more berries. The ratio might be a
little off. Popcorn taste like popcorn? Does the popcorn have a flavor to it?
No, it's regular popcorn.
Jim wants us to expand on it.
Explain what you're eating. I have no idea.
It's a regular popcorn.
It's an airy, fluffy popcorn.
Lightly salted.
Very similar to Smart Food, but not as cheesy.
Well, there's no cheese.
No
on
cheese.
It.
I thought I tasted cheese.
No.
And Beetle, you couldn't hear me over the crunch, I'm sure, of the crunch berries. But the berries tend to settle to the bottom of the bag. So as I was dumping it out into your individual portions,
we didn't get enough.
You guys didn't get enough
would
berries.
Would you say it's like a Boom Chicka? You like the Boom Chicka popcorn?
No.
Oh.
No, but...
I would say it's good.
I would say they've got to do something to solve that ratio problem.
I'll tell you what.
It's not a problem if you have your own bag and you can just dig your hand into the bottom.
You know what?
But I couldn't do that with you guys because I didn't want to touch it.
Does it tell you to shake the bag before you eat it?
There's instructions on the Smart Food Crunch Berry Popcorn Mix to shake the bag first before you open it and then hold it completely level.
Hey, Artie.
You figure it out
pretty
quickly.
First rule of being a critic is to be critical.
Yeah.
My God.
I tell you what, when those movie theaters open in 4 years, I could eat buckets of this stuff. Next movie I go to.
I tell you what, I'm going to start picking out just the popcorn bits. So when I get to the end of just the popcorn, you know what's going to be left?
Berries.
Just the berries.
That's right.
Where is he? Did he call yet? A little freaky somewhere.
Bill, you want some?
Does he look like he wants some?
Yeah, I pretty much touched them all in there, but you're all right.
It's fine, Billy.
It's fine.
Party.
Oh, he's getting some berries.
It's just COVID. Mm.
It's a distinctive berry taste. It gives a little berry flair to a regular popcorn chomp.
I'm telling you, it's that.
Will says not enough popcorn flavor.
Okay, Malden.
All right, then.
Yeah, such a Malden food critic comment out of you.
Not enough pop. I actually want more berries. See, he wants more popcorn. I want more berries.
I need a few more berries in this. Yeah.
Well, you can't have
it. It makes you wanting more. It makes you like the Captain Crunch product more.
I'm not going to lie. This product could stick around.
Oh, yeah.
You got a live one here. This is something you won't see at Job Lot, like in 2 months.
I don't want this limited time flavor nonsense. Just make it full time. Do what you need to do. Smart food. And
are you a big popcorn fan in general? I'm not general. Either.
No, because you know why?
I'm not either.
Gets in the back of my throat.
But this is a quality item.
Yeah, if it's a ratio issue, then they need to make the smaller bag, the individual size bags, and maybe you'll get the proper ratio.
Yeah, I think that might be better suited for.
Nope, because it still falls.
It could, but you know what? I'll tell you what's going to happen with the smaller size bag. You're not going to get enough.
It's a shame.
I bought this bag thinking it was going to last me, you know.
See, that's the cool thing about kettle corn.
It'll be gone today.
The cool thing about kettle corn is you get that crust on the popcorns. If there's a way that they could crystallize, you know, the berries to where you heat it up to a point where it attaches to the popcorn, so you have it in, like, pretty much consistent bites, you might have something here.
It's a good item.
It's a good item.
Pick it up if you see it. It's worth it. It's worth your time.
Should we all tweet the Smart Food and Cap'n Crunch people right now?
Yeah, tell them bring a case by.
No, just ask them to make it a full-time flavor.
Yeah, and bring some by for
us. Bring some free stuff. Bring me free stuff.
Who makes it?
Smart Food.
Cap'n Crunch. See, it does. It's Smart Food popcorn without cheese.
Smart Foods Incorporated. Plano, Texas. Well,
they don't care about us up here.
Someone had to bring that to the store.
I don't know. We got an email from someone out in San Francisco, works for Subway, wanted to hook us up with some sandwiches for all the Subway plugs we were giving them.
Really?
So you laugh about the Subway stuff. So yesterday, I said, hey, did you go to Lambert's? So I got pushed to the left, so it forced me into the Subway lot in the middle there in that little island.
Sure.
That's going to Subway, walk right in. Oh, the super duper. She goes, excuse me? I got just checking. You don't have a super duper. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I'm like, you will in about a month. Yeah. When football's back, you will.
The all New England Subways will have a super duper.
How do they not have the super duper?
They're going to call
it's in the works right now.
The Belichick super duper. Right.
I don't think Bill knew what he ate, and he said, I'll just one of
their super dupers.
I said, give me the super duper. She goes, we don't have that, sir.
We have more unboxing to get to. I think at least three more items?
By the way, every time you say that, Lanny, his ears perk up because he thinks you're saying we have more unboxing to get to. He got very excited yesterday.
Why would we do that?
And I could see his head turn again just now. Unboxing. We're not talking about, we are unboxing, Billy.
That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Hanes mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in.
Yeah. Time for more unboxing. It's Unbox. With Jim Lau.
I'm going to pop some tags.
Filling up the shelves in his office. Got a lot of cards in the first unboxing of the day.
Yeah.
Football cards.
He needs more toys and animals.
No animals, please.
You know what? I went to get dog food yesterday at this tractor place.
Yeah?
They sell horse feed and animal food. I'm waiting in line there, and I go up, and I'm checking out, and the guy that checked me out goes, out of eating a mayonnaise. And go, excuse me? He said, I would have eaten a whole jar of mayonnaise. I said, you would not have. He goes, I would have eaten it.
For the money that was
for that money, was for,
of course he would.
And I said, until you get the mayonnaise in your hand and you feel the heaviness of it, and then you take that lid off, and you just,
excuse me,
first whiff, and then you scoop it, and you're a little in the corner. He goes, maybe you're right. He goes, that was the most entertaining radio I've ever heard. I go, really? He goes, yes.
I thought it was pretty fun.
He goes, it reminded me of when I was watching Joe Dirt. Remember when they were interviewing, I don't know if you saw the movie with Kevin Spade or whatever, and it was Joe Dirt with Dennis Miller. And Dennis Miller was a radio host, and he's like interviewing him, and everybody's standing around listening for like the thing. He said, we were waiting for the kid to puke. I said, I was too. I almost puked. Have eaten the mayonnaise. But they had those little mini elephant and horse figurines there, and I almost got them for Jim. Because Jim already had an elephant.
He has an elephant. Now you could add a horse.
You got a horse? We got to open up a whole farm on one of those shows.
Those two things go together like whole peanut butter and jelly. You know? It's just you think of one, you think of the other. Elephant, got to get a horse. All right. Let's get to more items. Yep. Some boxes to open up.
You want Tony Braxton again? We want something different?
Ooh, Tony Braxton was
just
nice.
Just roll with it today. Yeah.
Tony Braxton was the musical theme of the day. We didn't get any bobbleheads of Tony Braxton, but
this is the good one.
We got a football card of Curtis Martin, and Tony Braxton was once his girlfriend.
All right. One big box, one small box. Which one do you want first?
Sign my autograph.
Good things come in small packages, Jim.
All right.
Ask her for my autograph, for her autograph.
So, you asked for Tony. Yeah. Matt, she give it to you?
She signed the program.
Matt, yeah, he's been tweeting at us, wanting to know when we're going to open it. Matt and Grafton.
Relax. We'll get to it when we get to it.
What?
We're opening now.
Yeah, he's sending stuff in for Jim. He's excited to hear about it.
Jim doesn't look excited at all.
I don't know if I can read this.
Written like a 6-year-old?
Read it like David Allen Boucher would read it.
Per the requests of Messrs. Hardy and Bertrand, enclosed is a wonderful piece of movie obscurity hoped to rival the coat of the third daughter in Mystic River.
I'm in. I am so
in. This
is
captivating.
As my gift to you, I present the actual screen-used photograph and frame appointed as bookshelf decoration in Samantha Jackson's office.
How's Samantha Jackson?
Played by Amanda Seyfried. You guys know what movie it is?
No.
It's Ted. Ted 2.
Who's Samantha Jackson?
A photo that appeared on the shelf of an office in the movie Ted 2.
That's
got
pretty
photographic evidence of the shelf. Arrow
and he
pointing.
Sent in the photo.
Awesome. Awesome. And what's the photo of?
Let's see.
That is awesome, Matt and Grafton.
Jesus, Louth.
It's like a mountain scene. Some rocks.
Oh, my God.
I love
that
it.
That is awesome.
Oh, I love it. That's good.
Someone walks into the office. What's that a picture of? Oh, it was in Ted 2.
Oh, and it's like, Ted, hold it? No. Mark Wahlberg? No.
No.
Where's that jacket at your house?
It's gone. It's not there anymore.
Would you donate it to Smithsonian?
No, I told you it was for. It's an actual really nice winter coat. It's going to have actual purpose.
Way off to the side in the scene, too. It's not even like center. It's way off to the side.
I'm looking at a clip on YouTube right now from that movie and a scene. I suppose if you had a really good pause button on your remote, you might be able to see the point where it's there in the office. Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah, that's legit. Right there.
That rivals
2.
It. That rivals the jacket from Mr.
So
River.
Good.
That's really good.
All right, I'm going into the big box here.
Okay.
That's what she said.
I'm now watching the scene as well, Hardy. Waiting for the photo. Oh, wait, I see it.
205,
I
Mark.
See it.
205,
I'm
Mark,
in a different
right?
clip. I'm All in a different right. one. It's on a bookshelf, right?
Yeah.
I see it right next to the books from Ted 2. Oh, brilliant.
Say you love me again.
Thanks to Matt and Grafton for that. That's type of stuff that
for.
Gets me excited.
See what gets me excited.
Come again?
Jimmy, you going to open that other box or
hey,
what are we
Jim.
Doing?
Jesus Christ.
This is why we have to play music.
Of course it is.
We should play the hum from Felger's mic from yesterday. I think Dennis wanted to Nantucket fix the cable.
Guy tweets us a lot, @Skinsky.
Skinsky.
Kevin Youkilis' broken bat when he was a rookie with the Lowell Spinners.
Ooh.
It's got a case.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is nice. That's what this is. The guy that tweeted, and I said, I don't know if I want to take that piece of it. He said, it doesn't mean anything to me. You can have it.
It actually, okay. No, it doesn't mean
speaking
crap
of Youkilis. So speaking of Youkilis, I was taking a leak in Kansas City. Went to this barbecue place. And I don't remember doing this. And I look over and he's standing next to me. He's bald. Obviously. I'm like, Yoke, what's up? He's like, hey, Zell. He said, you had to do that damn segment on me being the ugliest ball player in Boston, didn't you? I said, I don't remember doing that. Did I ever do that?
I don't know, but that's the guy who would remember it.
Pissed off. Like,
so you got a Youkilis, a broken Youkilis bat from a Lowell Spinners game.
And there's a ball. He says it's the Louis Tiant signed baseball game ball that he used in a game that I have, but clearly I'm keeping that one. This is a batting practice ball that he signed.
Still good, Jim.
Loves this day in show history. One of his favorite segments.
T-Dish. This thing's turned into something, huh?
Well, I'm glad that there are items that Jim is excited about and items that we are excited about, because yes, the two really... There's not much in the middle of that Venn diagram.
Like, what are we more excited about? The picture from Ted 2 or the broken Youkilis bat?
Picture
the
in broken Ted 2 times 10.
So like now I need a bat rack that fits four bats. We have four bats now.
Yeah, we're going to have more than that.
Jim, you're going to have like 50 bats.
I feel like we're going to get more bats sent our way.
Your room's going to look like a sports shrine. It's going to look like the Wall of Gaylord from Meet the Fockers. It's not going to be like important stuff, but it's going to be stuff. I'm just going to load it up.
I need to go look at the photo from Ted 2.
Hardy, what was that from the Wall Gaylord? Oh, gee, Fokker, I didn't know they gave away ninth place ribbons.
Oh, they got them all the way up to 15th place.
All the way up to 10, I think.
Beetle, whatever you just put together and tweeted out is pretty much the same thing that was sent to us. That was pretty quick.
Really?
Fokker, yeah. Nice ninth place ribbon.
I found it, and now it's tweeted out. There you go. Wow, that is freaking awesome.
That is neat.
People are getting it now. People are really starting to get it.
That's
what we need.
All right. And you remember where to send it. 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125. Thank you to everyone who has sent things in. Here are headlines. Right back with the fourth and final hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.